Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your Pookie Bear.
Your Lammy Lumpkin.
Your Bubby Chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex. Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex. So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to forparents.gov, you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry. I'll always be your little muffin head. Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
This is Sister Nikki Harris. And this is our choir.
Prayed from your heart. So many just listen to the Spirit. It's telling you, to heed the Holy Call.
Pray that prayer of love, praying from a deep consciousness, recognizing, realizing that you are one with the One. That you, when you come from that place, when you remember that prayer is not for God, it's for you. A prayer of love. How do you pray today? That's the question.
Till we see joy everywhere, we will just pray. Will you do it with me? Tell me what you're gonna do when it gets a little tough, when it gets a little rough. What are you gonna do with me? Tell me now, pray. I'm gonna pray. Yes, we've only got one thing to do. We can change the world if we want to. Come on.
Them. But they would have a sense
that maybe it's the shift that hit the fan. Right time to show up. It's time to talk about it.
It heals us. Woo! I know it will sustain us. No matter what the news says, it'll set them free. Yes, it will. I know it will. Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed. Someone needs a prayer today. I wonder if it's you. I'm praying for you right here, right now, knowing that all is truly well, that you are recognizing the truth of who you are, and that something, that powerful something, intuition, divine love, divine intelligence that is trying to get your attention brought you to this show today. So I declare and know that your life is in divine order, because it is. It's not just truth. It is. It's what's real. It's more than truth. It's reality. Ooh, someone needs a prayer today. The Agape Choir, the lead vocalist is Nikki Harris. I just love that song. Do you need a prayer today? Do you feel like you can't pray, or you don't know how to pray? Or, well, don't worry. You're in the right place. You're in the house of love. By the time you finish listening to this show, even if you listen to 5 minutes, 5 seconds even, 5 nanoseconds, you won't be the same again. Ah, life is good. It's getting better. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to LifeConversationsRadio.com, and thank you for tuning in to yourself. You know, if you don't tune in, you miss out. So you must always tune in and go within. And when you tune in, you're really clear that you make a difference. You show up as the light. You show up as the answered prayer. Your life becomes a prayer in action, answered prayer in action, even. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am your host, Life Coach Ade. You're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Sometimes we go longer, but the official time is 1:30. But we usually finish with the host, around the guest. Yeah, not with the host, because the host always goes long. The guest, we finish around 1:20, you know. But all is well. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so excited about today's show. I have one of my favorite guests joining me. I'm looking at a picture now, and I can see her. She's sitting in the studio. She's got a smile on her face. She's just a radio. She's blinding me. Let me move my computer aside. I can't focus. That light is coming at me. Cynthia James is in the house. Let's see. That was Agape Choir. Someone needs a prayer. Today, this moment, to now, this moment, pray, do it. To find out more about Agape and the Agape Choir, go to their website, agapelive.com, agapelive.com. I want to welcome all of you. And the chat room, yes, indeed, in the chat room, on the phone line, and those of you listening to the archive right now, thank you for tuning in, thank you for listening, thank you for sharing the show, thank you for liking the show. It's not an egotistical thing, it's just, you know, that's the word we use. Just spread the word. When you like it, you spread the word, because what you like expands, and what you don't like contracts. So, yeah, just like the show and spread the word. Text it, tweet it, tell your friends, tell your family member, call your grandmother, even if she's dead. Say, listen. Well, she probably knows about it anyway before you, because then she's not limited by the body anymore. Anyway, yes, indeed, we've got virtual offices back. It's so nice to see you. I'm so glad you finished that course. I've been missing you. Nisi, I've been missing you too. Oh, people are coming back home. It's amazing what happens when you talk about prayer. Maybe we should talk about prayer every day. We do. What you're talking about? People come when they're ready. Okay. Oh, my bad. Okay. I'm back in alignment. Kefa is in the house. Question One is in the house. Tamara Joy is in the house. Silent listeners all in the house. Disguised as guests. Celeste is in the house. Thank you. Thank you. Question One said, are you a minister of a church? Yes, I'm a minister of life. May I request constant prayer? Oh, it is done right now. I know the truth about you, that whatever you're going through and growing through is for your good. And I pray and know that you're shifting your perception about your life. Once you catch that truth,
you walk through life saying amen, amen, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Why are you saying that? Because my prayer is answered, and so it is. So if you want to come back tomorrow and request another prayer, it's the right place to be. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Today we want to talk about, we want to share, we want to grow. Talk about the art of prayer, practice, and play. But I don't know how to pray. Well, guess what? You're in the right place. Practice, I don't have time to stop and be still. You're in the right place. Play, I'm too grown to play. Oh, no. That's for children. You're in for a reality check. While I do the reality check, let me give you a quick announcement so I can go to Cynthia James. I'm so excited. But I got my station manager, studio manager behind me saying, make sure you do the announcement. Like all these virtual people in my head all around me. They just all want to talk at once. I'm running the show. Thank you very much. I am revealing my extraordinary efforts. Thanks to Cynthia James. Announcements. Yes, we are taking your calls. We're taking your prayer. Well, prayer requests. Yeah, why not? Why not? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We're also taking your questions on the Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. Ask Life Coach Ade fan page on Facebook. So post your questions on there. And Casper or I will get to it, both of us will get to it, whoever gets to it first. And we'll address your question for Cynthia James. And if you don't do Facebook, if your college has been blocked, you're at work, or you work in a government office and they don't want you to go on Facebook, they're watching you anyway. You go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. If they really want to see something, take them to lifeconversationsmedia.com. It changes people's consciousness. You just go to that website and like, woo, I'm catching a vibe. Ooh, I'm feeling more loving. I'm feeling more joyful. I don't know what it is. I think it's a website. All those people on there, they're just speaking to me. And we also have Celestial Moment at 1 o'clock with Celeste Morgan. And stay tuned for that. Let's see what else do I need to tell you. Well, tomorrow I'm not here. Well, I am here. We're not doing a live show. But next week we have Darren Owens on Monday. He's a best-selling author. On the website it says best-selling and spiritual teacher. Best-selling what? What is he selling? I'm going to fire somebody. That means I'm going to fire myself. Spiritual teacher. He'll be here taking your calls, doing some readings, empowering you. We have Richard Moss coming, visionary teacher. That's on Tuesday. Check out the website, lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. And check out all the great guests and light beings and people who are committed to serving, who are committed to being of service to humanity. And if you have something great that you think the world needs to hear and you want to share it with the world, lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. Don't send me no text. I don't work like that. I already have enough on my plate. Okay, let me get ready now. I think I've done everything that needs to be done. And those of you that are just joining us, welcome to the House of Love. Be ready to shift in consciousness. Be ready to experience a miracle. Because you're standing in the light. How do I know? Because we're all on the promised land. And if you don't understand you're on the promised land, it's time to let it go. Let it go, let it go, and read the bio. Ooh, I like that. Okay, here we go. Calm down. I keep telling myself to calm down. It's too late. It's too late. All right, let's see here. Let's do this. Let me get everything in order. I think I'm just feeling Cynthia. No. Don't project on Cynthia, Life Coach Ade. Well, let me put it this way. Cynthia's energy is connecting with mine, and I'm already on fire. Actually, I got to take this top off. I got too many layers on. I'm hot. I'm serious. Wait a minute. I don't want to explode. Yeah, this is a radio show like no other, so embrace yourself and go with it. Let's see. Let's pull this up and scroll this down. We invite you in. And while I'm doing what I'm doing, I just want to remind you who you are. And I got my sister friend to support you in that process. You know, the truth about you is this.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Yes, indeed. And so it is. And Queen, question one, I just prayed. You can request a constant prayer. You keep constantly asking. Constantly you say yes. Yes, you may request constant prayer. Let's go to Cynthia James. Cynthia James is a transformational specialist, one of today's brightest and best-loved inspirational leaders and teachers, guiding thousands of people to make changes at a deep level for lasting healing in their lives. Ms. James has completed 2 master's degree programs in consciousness studies, one from the Holmes Institution, where she was awarded the honor of distinguished alumni, and the other in spiritual psychology from the University of Santa Monica. She has uniquely combined the creative arts with innovative therapeutic techniques to bring powerful personal growth and expansion to individuals of all ages, culture, and lifestyle, including facilitating the message of her award-winning book, What Will Set You Free? That's a question for everybody. What will set you free? She facilitates this workshop in a prison. Cynthia's life was transformed as she transcended her childhood of violence and abuse. Through education and personal healing, she created the foundation for her program, including being certified as a PTSD facilitator. Ms. James is personally committed to utilizing creative expression as a vital and effective healing modality. That's so true, because in the creativity, when we're feeling free, when we're playing, that's when we let go of all the other stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful sister friend, Cynthia James. Hello, Cynthia. How are you doing?
Oh, Andy, I'm so grateful to be here. I just love your energy, and I'm so happy you have a lot of it.
I think we joined together. I'm feeling your vibe, you're feeling my vibe, and prayers are being answered right now. People in the hospital are waking up saying, what's all this tube on me? I'm healed. I'm home. So I'm loving this. The doctor's like, that's peculiar. We've never seen anything like that before. yes, indeed. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest is Cynthia James. She's also the author of Revealing Your Extraordinary Essence, Practical Tools for Empowered Living. Cynthia, you've been here before, but I know every day is a new day. We get to know ourselves differently. I read something about you on your bio, but I want you to tell us from your perspective, from your point of view, who are you? Who is Cynthia James?
Well, you know, I'm a spiritual being having a human experience. I am a passionate being on this planet, committed to supporting people in transforming their lives and remembering their greatness. I am a woman who is proud to stand in my divine feminine. I am a joyous, creative being, and my destiny is to be on this planet as a transformative agent and to connect with people and to remind them that I am an example of healing made manifest simply by changing the way in which I have thought and believed, you know, through generations.
Mm-hmm. Healing made manifest. I love that. I know that's the truth. If we but just be willing to be made whole and be willing to do the work and push the apply button. I'm so excited to have this conversation with you because there's so many ideas, misconceptions about prayer. Mm-hmm. Practice, well, I think we kind of understand spiritual practice, play, that too, but maybe all of it. And today we're talking about the art of prayer. And I, you know, I know, well, we got enough time. I'm not even worried about time. We are time. We're going to cover it. I want to touch on prayer and spiritual practice and play. And so let's talk about prayer. You know, people have different ideas of what prayer is, where people say, well, you know, I can't ask God for money, or my problem is not big enough to ask God for prayer. I mean, I don't know how to pray. I mean, could you please bring some light, shed some light on what prayer is and what is not?
I love that you started with Nikki singing with the Agape Choir. I mean, that song is like, the thing about it is really for me, everything that we are witnessing in the world is a call to prayer. Everything that is happening is a call for us to become conscious and awake that we are interacting here, that there's not just something out there. And prayer really is our connecting point. I grew up in a tradition where it was all about beseeching and begging and, you know, I was less than and I had to, like, do all the right things in order for God to hear me. And I so don't believe that today. I believe that we're all connected. I believe that the universe is conspiring for us. I believe that that all we have to do is be available and ask. And ask not from a place of pleading or begging like we need something, but asking from a place of knowing that we're available, saying that we're open and receptive to the outpouring of good that is here. And so the prayer really is about remembering that we're connected and interconnected, and that once we open that portal within ourselves, grace drops in. Because it's not about the struggle.
I think of some of the words you say, being available and being receptive and knowing that we are connected. And through some religious beliefs, some of us think the people that pray or the only people that pray are religious people. And the religious people have a direct contact. They're more connected to God than me, you know. I don't go to church, so I don't think God has time for me. And you talk about life being a prayer itself. It seems to me that for us to drop down into what you just shared with us and recognizing that we're connected and we start operating in that place where we just become aware that we're interconnected, that we need to fine-tune, maybe even delete some of the programming of what we had about God. You spoke to that, too, because there's a God that's taking notes. The God is shaking his head and saying, ooh, you're gonna be in trouble. I can't wait to roast you. I don't know why you did that. Can you, let's go there. What is your idea of God? What is God to you? Who is God to you?
Love. God is love. God is intelligence. God is wholeness and oneness. I do not believe there is an energetic force out there looking like whatever we've made them to look like in different religions that is out there, you know, taking points away from us or figuring out ways to punish us because we haven't done it right. You know, God is an energy and an essence of love. And the thing is that's why I think that we have to get to a place where the walls that divide us through religion have to fall, because God runs through everything, is everything. And so that energy of thinking that there's something or someone out there that's against you and won't support you if you don't do it right, you know, there are laws of cause and effect. There are laws of when you put energy out, you attract it back. But that's not about a God being mad at you. That's about what you believe that you project into the world, and it comes back. You know, God is for us. I just feel so grateful to know that, because in any moment that something's not working in my life, I get to go, oh, common denominator, me. What am I believing? How am I behaving? What am I putting into the world? What am I choosing? You know, because the truth is God is consistent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All the time. And the prayer doesn't change God. The prayer changes us.
That's right. It changes us.
It's like, can you imagine if they were, I can't even imagine. I wouldn't even put that image in people's mind because I want to delete the old programming. Let's imagine what we know is true. You know, so let's talk about that concept of prayer changes us. You know, just speak on that. I'm not going to ask you a question. The idea that
prayer changes. Well, I want to tell you a story because it was such amazing evidence of this. In Denver, every year in December, they have a vigil, a memorial for all of the homeless that they can get their names, all of the homeless that have died on the streets. And the mayor comes, and this organization focuses it, and people come. Some homeless people come. Other people who have been notified that they found their relatives come from different places in the country. Mm. I mean, it's just this wonderful thing. And for the last 5 years, I've been asked to come to sing and pray for this event. And, you know, so when I got there this year, the woman who was heading it up said to me, you know, there's this group that's upset, and it's one of the outgrowth groups that are around the country that are upset with what's happening with the government and finances and stuff. And we're just a little bit concerned because we're not sure what they're going to do, you know, but we're going to have somebody walk you to your car when it's over, and it's all going to be gone. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there, and I'm watching, and the people are coming in, and they all get candles because they light these candles because we read every name, and there were like 135 names this time. So, So I saw this group of people gathering, you know, kind of together, separate from the other people, but I wasn't sure what I was looking at, and so the woman comes over to me and she says, "We're going to change the order, and we're going to ask you to pray first to set the tone." Because the people are here and it doesn't feel right. And I'm like, okay, this is very interesting. So I pray, and the mayor comes in, and, you know, I'm not really involved in politics, but I was aware that the moment that the mayor came in, that the energy started getting interesting with this group of people. Mm-hmm. Well, my prayer, they were quiet. The moment the mayor stepped forward to speak, these signs went up. These hate signs and this yelling and screaming, and I'm watching because there's a couple of police officers there, but they are not enough to stop these people if they choose to come up this steps, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm standing there going, oh my goodness! And so I just start to pray for peace, and, you know, because I'm aware that if they come up those stairs, none of us are safe. Mm-hmm. But this is what's interesting: one woman who's standing to the side on the ground. Starts yelling at them, "You are out of line. I'm homeless, and some of these people that we are honoring are my friends who died. Stop it." And so the homeless people start kind of yelling there, but this was the amazing thing. The rest of the people raised their lighted candles. They just started raising them for peace. It was one of the most extraordinary. And so that other energy couldn't prevail because the prayers and the peace, the light, absolutely shifted the energy. It was extraordinary. And they wrote about it in the paper the next day because out of that, I sang one of Ricky Byers Beckwith's songs, Blessed Always, as a prayer to remind us all. It was, I got to tell you, it was such an example of what we can do as a collective. Because none of those people raised their voices. None of those people tried to stop. They just lifted those candles in a prayer for peace.
I feel that. Oof, gosh. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at InLifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest is Cynthia James. We're taking your call, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Today's topic is the art of prayer, practice and play, which is the topic of focus, a theme for a conference Cynthia James and Karen Drucker are doing, and she will tell us more about that later. And question one, you've got Cynthia James in the house.
You got me here. Call in now. You want to call me after the show? Come on, sister friend. Let's raise the vibration right now. Let's raise the vibration. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, I want to go a little bit deeper with the prayer thing, because I think when we shift how we look at prayer, it can change a lot of things in our lives and how we what we can do individually to become that place where we recognize that we are the light and we can speak the word, that the darkness starts to just dissolve just because we know the truth. We know the truth about who we are. So when we come back, we're talking a little bit about prayer, and then we're going to go to practice and play. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We are also taking your questions on, what's that place called again? Ask Life Coach at a fan page. That means it's on Facebook. Ask Life Coach ADE fan page. Post your questions there, and we'll get to it. But if you just need some guidance, you need some support, and oh, guess what? Ooh, we got a giveaway. It's a unique kind of giveaway, and we're just not just going to give it away. I mean, we're going to give it away big time. So we'll be led through your intention. You would attract whoever it's for. It's just one. Anyway, what else did I tell you? Yeah, on Facebook, Last Life Coach at a fan page. Or if you don't do Facebook or you can't get on Facebook or whatever the case may be, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Lifeconversationsmedia.com and click the Ask Life Coach at a fan page. Yes, you're listening to Ask Life Coach at a lifeconversationsradio.com. And I promise you, after you listen to the show, you will never be the same. Les Brown will tell you.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
I know that's right.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
James and I are holding you in the light of truth. Karen Drucker, your prayer is my prayer too. Let's continue the conversation. And when we're coming to question one, we're coming to callers. Yes, we are here to take you to a whole new dimension. Are you ready? Can you handle it? To find out more about Karen Drucker, her website address is karendrucker.com. Karendrucker.com. That song is Your Prayer is My Prayer Too. Yes, indeed. I'm so happy to know that, Cynthia, that my prayer is your prayer and your prayer is mine. So when I forget to pray, you're praying. So I'm good. Yes, let's talk about how we get to a place where we recognize that your prayer is my prayer, where we get to a place where we can trust the words that we are speaking and we can come from that place of truth and light in confidence without saying, I don't know if I'm saying the right words. How do we go about doing that, Cynthia?
Oh, well, here's the thing. You know, it's not about the words. It's about the heart. Mm-hmm. It's about where you're standing in the heart. What is your intention? You know, because, I mean, sometimes you hear a child say the simplest words, and yet the energy in the room is filled with power because that child is standing in such a place of pure heart. Mm-hmm. And I tell all of my students, you know, I can teach you about prayer. But what's important is that you don't get hung up in the intellect on the words. You really stand in the awareness of letting the prayer pray you, that you speak from a place of knowing that you are connected, that the energy of the oneness is right there, and that the request, the purpose of this prayer is already answered in the mind of God, already moving from the invisible to the visible before you even speak the first word. So you can trust that and surrender and just let the prayer pray you.
When that prayer prays you, even your own prayer will move you to tears.
You just get to yes, that.
Oh,
yes.
All is rushing through me. Thank you. You know, you start wanting to say some things and you end up saying, thank you. I am so grateful. Yes, yes, yes. Let's go to a call. I think this is question one in the chat room. That's a username. This question one.
Hello, it's me. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name is Ophelia.
Ophelia?
And, yes, I would like some help because I feel this connection from source. And I thought that I got it just now, about 2-3 hours ago, and then I was disconnected again. So I wonder why I always disconnect myself from source. Is it because I disconnect myself or what is the reason that I always disconnect myself from source?
Mm-hmm. And so, Ophelia, do you come from a childhood that had a lot of drama or traumatic things?
Well, I was bullied since 5 years old. So it was very bad, the bully.
Right. So here's the thing, source never leaves you, God never leaves you, and so are you aware that when you feel disconnected, are you aware that you've gotten afraid of something?
Yes.
Right. So what I want you to know is that it's not that you're disconnected, it's that the fear has taken over energetically, and so your attention goes to the fear as opposed to understanding that you're supported. If you just close your eyes right now, and I want you to think of something beautiful. Think of some place you've been or a child that you've touched or something beautiful, and tell me when you can feel it or see it in your mind.
I don't remember. Seems like since young I've been bullied so bad that I can't find any happy events I can think about.
Oh, okay. So this is the thing. But I want you to know that they're there. Have you ever stood by an ocean and felt peace at the ocean?
Well, I was stood by the ocean. It's not an ocean. It's a sea. But I never felt peace anywhere I go.
Okay. So this is what's happening. What I want you to know is that's your I'd love to give you a homework assignment. And I'd like you to just take a little notepad with you, and I would like for you to just write down beautiful things that you see in the next few days, like whether it's a child playing or laughing, whether it's a flower, whether it's a tree. You know, it doesn't have to have anything to do with you. I just want you to see beauty, okay?
Okay.
Because if you can see that, which I know you can because it's everywhere, if you can see that, you will start to get that part of you has just been covered up and that your ability to see beauty can open up your heart to receive the love that's present, because I don't know what you look like, but I can feel your beauty.
Well, while you're talking, I've been trying hard to think of a happy event or a place I've been to that makes me happy. And I really cannot think of any. I don't find any in my file, in my mind.
Right. It's because the pain, when Eckhart Tolle wrote a book called The Power of Now, and he talks about the pain body, and the pain body is a reservoir of emotions that's been painful or negative, and it just keeps moving and keeping us pulled there. But that's why I want you to start looking for beauty, not connected to you, but just so you can see it outside of you, because you need to start a process that's not connected to the pain. Does that make sense to you?
Okay.
Because you're, and I don't know if you have a therapist or a spiritual counselor or someone that can support you, but someone needs to support you in moving away from the pain of the past, because that's holding you. And because I had a traumatic childhood, I'm telling you what I had to do to get through that myself, because I couldn't find it either. But when I started being guided to look and see the beauty in the world and then gradually begin to move it into my own consciousness, I'm a different person today. And I know that's in you. Do you? Because I know that there's something in you that wants to make a difference on this planet, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what opening to the beauty and to your connection, that's what it will do. It will help you find out what it is within you that can make a difference on this planet. And what you've been through is a part of it, because you'll be able to help other people find their peace and their joy.
Okay.
All right.
Seems tough.
So start looking for beauty now, not in the past. It's interesting. Start looking for beauty around you right now rather than the beauty that you didn't see or didn't have when you were younger. Start looking for beauty around you, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Let's take another call. Let's go to Tamara. Hello, Tamara. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. How are you?
Very well. What's your question?
Well, I first wanted to say to Cynthia, I love you, and I'm so excited that you're here, and I can't wait to chat with you later on. I wanted to, I don't know if I have a question. I'm just so excited that she's here, and I love your story, and I love your message, and some of the things that you do, I had very similar experiences in my own life and my own childhood. And so to be able to be in a place where we are strength and we are power and we are love, and to spread that love and that light, it just gets me so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Tamara. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tamara. Thank you, my sister friend.
You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest is Cynthia James. Her website address is CynthiaJames.net, not .com, .net. Now, you want to memorize that website or type it in right now, because I want you to go there and find out. Cynthia James is passionate, and she tells you what her passion is. It's on the website, on the homepage. So because this gift is just a gift that keeps giving, you have to keep looking. But it's quite obvious if you look on the website. On there, she says, my passion is blank, 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 blank. I want you to email that to me. Well, you can email it by going to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com, and click the Ask Life Coach Ade tab. Or you can post it on the Ask Life Coach Ade fan page, Ask Life Coach ADE fan page. Post it on there, and the first person who gets it right gets. Oh, actually, before. I think people need to know what they're getting. Yeah, I think that would help. Cynthia, can you just tell us? I don't know if I want to do that. What am I getting? Because people want to know before they get. So could you tell us what this wonderful gift is? I mean, the gift that keeps giving.
Well, it's a month in my support network. And my support network is this online community where I send out gifts to people every month. You get a video on Sunday. Every month has a theme. So you get a video, a 5-minute video from me on your computer that really supports you in being anchored in whatever this theme is. And I give you a little something to do to stay anchored, kind of like what I just did with Ophelia. And then on Wednesday, you get an email that reminds you of what I've said and how important you are and what the little task is for the week. And then on Friday, you get a phone call from me that says, hey, how you doing? I want to remind you that you're amazing and powerful and I stand with you.
Yeah.
And then you get a newsletter. Cool. You get a newsletter from me, once a month.
Wow! You get a personal consultation with the brightest and best loved inspirational leader and teacher. Woo! You can't beat that. and if you're feeling that sense of disconnection, and like Ophelia was saying, and you get the allowing fear to just take over you, well, go to Cynthia James. CynthiaJames.net, and tell me what her passion is. And the first answer, the first person who gets it right, would be blessed with that gift. Now, let's move in. We were talking before the calls, we were talking about where your prayer, well, I was saying where prayer becomes a prayer of thanksgiving, where you said, where your prayer prays you, and you allow the prayer to pray you, and we allow God to well up inside of us, that we're blown away. And that comes with practice. So we're talking about the art of prayer. Let's talk about the art of practice.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. I want to say, Karen Drucker, I'm so excited we're going to be doing this weekend for women, this conference for women. And she says that she teaches practice for dummies. And prayer practice or spiritual practice for dummies. It's so funny. But it's really about the fact that practice can be anything as long as it's committed to your growth and your expansion. So it can look like prayer. It can look like any form of meditation. It can look like hiking and communing with your divinity. It can look like journaling. It can look like having a prayer partner that you pray with once a week. It can look like having a prayer circle. I mean, I have a group of women that have been in my life for 30 years. We've been praying together. It's that you commit daily to do something that brings you back into the remembrance of your connection with your divinity. Because you got a lot of information and a lot of other stuff bombarding you consistently. And it's not about love, and it's not about peace, and it's not about harmony and not abundance. It's about all the things that are wrong. So you have to make a commitment to yourself for your own sanity to keep your connection current.
To keep your connection current, keep it flowing, keep it alive, so you can always feel connected even when life comes at you. The art of prayer, practice, and play. Well, let's see. Before we talk about play, I want to ask you one question, then we're going to do celestial moments and then talk about play. What would you recommend for people as a spiritual practice? I know you said it could be anything, but what has worked for you that you would recommend for listeners?
I have a book that is by my prayer time that I read from. One of the reasons I created your Revealing Your Extraordinary Essence was that you could open the book to any page and it could give you information. So I always have a book that's there that I read something from that feeds me, and the book changes. And I have a journal, and I journal things, thoughts that have come through. I also journal gratitudes because gratitude is a portal. I always do some form of meditation and prayer, whether it's breath work or just moving into a contemplation of a question, what is the highest vision for my life? You know, how do I stand in the truth of who I am? It doesn't matter what the question is. You just use that question as the mantra to keep you centered. And then you just give thanks that the entire day is a blessed event that is unfolding and that you're expecting that.
Gratitude. That's the highest form of prayer anyway. And there are people who may feel like, well, you know, I understand this gratitude thing, but I'm really struggling with what to be grateful for. I mean, yeah, I have a roof over my head. Yeah, I got a job. I mean, the rest of my life is collapsing. How do I tap into this gratitude? Can you speak in that?
Oh, yeah. You know what? My husband and I have this ritual that we do every day. We've been doing it for like 14 years. And before we go to sleep, we just give thanks for 10 things that have happened in the day, large or small. You know, I mean, I have a roof over my head. The dinner I had was great. Someone called that I hadn't expected that was wonderful. I mean, just you start getting how many things happen in a day that are blessings for you. Mm-hmm. And then you acknowledge yourself and the other people around you for the gifts that they bring. I mean, it automatically moves you into the heart.
Yes. He said something earlier. Prayer is not about the word. It's not the words we use. It's about the heart. So gratitude gets us connected. And when I asked you, who are you? You said, you know, you're someone who has learned to honor the sacred feminine. And we're moving into that now. Can you speak on that? I want to talk about the art of play, but I'm led to talk about that because I have female friends who talk about women don't get along or they're always gossiping and this or, you know, and I'm thinking, really? But I don't know, maybe because they're telling me not to see it. Of course, that's what it is. But I didn't think it was that bad. Can we speak of this sacred feminine and what females, mothers, grandparents can do and daughters can do to really honor themselves in this society that's more, well, it's shifting now, but it's more masculine in the way it happens.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to answer that question, but I want to tell you about something that's happening astrologically that is in alignment with this. There is this thing happening called a Venus transit, and you and I can talk about that in a minute. But what it is it's the harmonizing of the masculine and the emergence of the divine feminine. And so what that is, it, energetically in the universe, it's a call for this connectivity. And I think that with women, the challenge that we have is that there is some belief embedded in us that there's not enough and that we have to compete with each other to get the love, the joy, the validation, the expression in the world. And so what we've seen is the way you get those things is through force versus the power and the energetic of your divine feminine. And we start trying to evoke a masculine energy, which is not the power that lives within us. The power that lives within us as women is beauty and nurturing and intuitive awareness and that loving nature. We're the containers. I mean, that's why the babies come through us, you know? And I think that we forget that. And so we don't realize that we're really allies and have the ability to collaborate and create together in a way that is powerful. And so we flip it and we think we have to compete to get what we want. And it is so off base because that's not it. You know, in indigenous cultures, you know, the women formed the circles and supported each other and nurtured. I mean, that's what that whole book, The Red Tent, was about.
Mm-hmm. So here's a crazy question, because I like crazy questions. if you were, let's see, someone gives you a coach, and say, you know, we want you to be a coach for some of their housewives on this reality TV. What would you say to some of these housewives that feel the way to communicate their message is through their hands and throwing tables and screaming at each other and just making a fool of themselves? What would you say? How would you help them?
Well, the first thing I would tell them is congratulations that you're the CEO of your family. That you
Ooh, I like that. Ooh, gosh, you're like, excuse me?
So you get to choose and you get to create the most powerful, most dynamic, most connected, most loving family because you're the CEO. And so you can bring in all of your gifts and you can empower the people in your family to be the brightest and most powerful and most expansive that they can be so that this family unit, your organization, can be a profound impact individually, collectively, and in the community.
CEO of the family. So stop. It's time to stop acting like you are the employee. we're going to take a quick break to just listen for a moment, and here's a reminder for the giveaway. If you go to Cynthia James' website, it is cynthiajames.net. She tells you right there, as soon as you get to the homepage, what her passion is. Email that by going to, well, go to lifeconversations.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com, and click the Ask Life Coach at a tab, or go to Facebook, where we've got the fan page, Ask Life Coach at a, Ask Life Coach ADE. Tell me what Cynthia James' passion is. It's right there. It just beams at you. And you get to experience Cynthia James on a one-on-one. You get reminders and connect you with the truth of who you are. We're going to shift gears a little bit and then come back and talk about the art of play, because people don't know how to play anymore. What is really going on? I mean, come on. We know we want to. Well, it's time for, what did they call it again? I'm doing too many. I just had a thought jam. So many thoughts came at once, and I didn't know what I was doing. So let's put the red light on. Everybody stop. Let's breathe in. There we go. Yes. It's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, which comes to you every day around 1. Isn't that right, Celeste? It comes around 1, doesn't it? It's not 1 o'clock.
That's right.
How are you, Celeste?
Now 1. I am great. Hello, Cynthia. Hello, Life Coach.
Hi.
Today. You know, I love your practice that being grateful for 10 things that happen throughout the day. 10 is a very magical number. I want you to hold on to that. And when you were speaking about this harmonizing piece with the masculine and the feminine energy, mm-hmm. I heard your words come back. And the words that came back with the answer around lack was that being grateful will connect you to abundance. It reminds you, and this is you a day, that you are one with the one. So you don't have to worry about competing with your sisters when you remember that. So with that said, good afternoon, family. Yeah, I'm on fire. I love you, Cynthia. I mean, please know that. You rock. Good afternoon, family.
I love you too, Celeste.
I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that's showing up in our life right now. It's Thursday, April 19th, 2012. Add the date, and you get 2035. Add 2035, and the energy of the day equals 10. 10 shows up in the medicine cards as the turtle. The turtle represents one of the oldest symbols of the sacred feminine. 10 also shows up in tarot cards as the Wheel of Fortune. We can respond to life's challenges. We can react to life's challenges. The choice is ours. Let's choose to pray, practice, play, and listen for divine guidance as we walk today. The 10th letter of the alphabet is J, and words like joyride, journal, and jasmine connect us to the magical power of 10. This week, We learn to follow the spiral dance of the grouse to tap into our center of power. We continue the power ride with the horse, connecting with the balance of our inner strength and managing our load. We visited Dreamtime to connect with the lizard, who reminded to embrace our shadows to unlock our fears. And today, we will put the spotlight on the antelope. Its number is not 10, it's 37. But when you add 3 plus 7, you get 10. So here we go. Antelope's gift to humanity is knowledgeable action. Action that is formed from hard conversations with mind and spirit. Moving from a place of inspired action instead of reactionary fear. We do this by making sure that the energy behind any action taken is connected to our divine purpose. How do we know it's our divine purpose? We get caught up in an activity, and we're not wondering, when is it going to be over? We'll meditate on it day and night, and we're not haunted. It's a constant murmur in our ears that inspires our next move. Pain pushes until vision pulls, is what one friend says to me. I hear that pull as whisperings of opportunities that appear to come out of nowhere to confirm that we are on the right track. We are the one with the gift to share, not like anyone else, but in our own style. The breath of God breathes through our experiences, and it becomes effortless to complete our task. I'm talking about inspired action that can shift the world if we simply believe. Then no one will ever have to tell us to just do it. We'll simply be it as a matter of choice. Choose the action that most reflects you. And that's the story of 10 through our friend the antelope of the medicine cards. All is well. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you on Monday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste, for dropping some truth, some knowledge. And thank you for that. You remind me of something Cynthia brought up that I want to ask her before we talk about play. And we're gonna work it all out. We are time. Oh, so you were talking about the Venus transit. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I'm going to be hosting a free teleseminar on it. The Venus transit only happens once in a person's lifetime, and it comes in a pair, 8 years apart. And it's when Venus lines up perfectly between the Sun and the Earth. And they've only been able to track the Venus transits from the time that the telescope was created. But every time there's been a Venus transit, there's been some huge shift on the planet, industrial revolution, scientific revolution, technology. Mm. I mean, it's been incredible. Well, this particular one, the last one in our lifetime, is June 5th, 2012, which I think is interesting. And it's about harmonizing the masculine, the emergence of the feminine, and it's really about the heart, reconnecting to cycles of the heart. And so I'm excited. I've got all of these amazing teachers from all over the world that are going to be supporting people in stepping through that portal together to create an individual and a collective expansion on the planet. And then there's going to be a Venus Transit University for the 4 weeks after that to allow that energy to just explode into our greatness so that it'll be in purpose, finances, health, and I'm losing the relationships. Those are the four paths.
So the universe is doing what it does to bring us back into, to bring us into perfect alignment. So the key is to let go or get dragged.
Exactly.
Let go or get dragged. And we want to talk about letting go. Play helps you to let go. And I want to do this because I just got to do it. I just got to do it. Hold on 1 second, please. I got to do something. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Feelings and sounds, all the pain.
all go. Let go of that feeling of being alone. If you're feeling alone, you got to learn to play. You need to snap out of it. You need a new best friend. You need to pick up your toy and share it. Now, that's a nice segue to the art of play. And the song we're playing is All Together Now, regular listeners, Let It Go. Who's the singer? Cynthia James. She's a writer. She's a minister. She's a speaker. She's a lover of life. She just does it all. It's like, I just let it go. Use me, Lord. Just do whatever you want. I'm here for you because that's my passion. Yes, let it go, let it go. To find out more about Cynthia's songs, you go to her website, cynthiajames.net. Let's talk about the art of play, because, you know, some of us adults are so rigid. We just don't even know. We can't even spell play. It's been such a long time. How do you spell that again? What is that about, play? Are we too old to be playing, Cynthia? Come on now. We've got work to do.
Now, listen, I think that play part is essential. You know what? We come in with it as children. You know, children are not coming on the planet going, you know, I need to find a job. You know, I need to create a 401(k). You know, they are really about enjoying and connecting and playing. And I think we've lost that as we get older because we get responsible, which I think is great. But without that joy, that accessing that inherent joy, I love that. I love it. Celeste said the 10th letter is J. You know,
mm-hmm.
joy.
Mm-hmm.
I think to connecting to that and finding out how to just play. I love amusement parks and I love playing ball with my grandkids. I love all of that kind of stuff because it just brings me back to the remembrance of my inherent nature as a spiritual child of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So let's go into the conference that you and Karen Drucker are doing, the Art of Prayer, Practice mm-hmm. and Play. What should people mm-hmm. expect? Maybe people have been on your website and said, well, I don't know, what's that about? This sounds interesting. What should is it for everyone or is it a group of people?
Well, it's a whole weekend.
Chosen one.
It's a weekend. It's in Breckenridge, Colorado. It's a weekend for women. And we are mixing music and meditation and prayer and practice and all kinds of little surprises on how to play that will just make people giggle and laugh and open. And it's really a weekend for women to just get away and really put the attention on rejuvenation, expression, and allowing their spiritual practice to take them to another level.
So
I'm so excited because Karen is amazing.
Yes, indeed, she is. We're going to get her here. She's been on here before, but we're going to bring her back. We're always playing her song, and so I can imagine both of you together. We know it's almost that time to release you. What do people need to do to register for the conference?
They can just go to milehighchurch.org. And press on events, and the annual women's conference will pop up. And or they can call the office at 303-237-8851 and ask to sign up for the women's conference, because the women's conference is a week from Friday. It's on the 27th of April through the 30th.
Okay. Can you give that number again,
303-237-8851.
8851. Right. Woo. Yes, yes, yes. I don't want it to go, but I got to let it go. I got to let her go. I don't want it to go. But I'm standing in the light, so because I'm standing in the light, she's always with me. All is
I love
well.
You, Addie, and I just think you're so amazing.
Thank you. Now, before we release you this time, we're going to bring you back. You're just going to, you know, we're going to bring you back so many times, you would think you host your own show on here. I listened last week, I didn't hear Cynthia. Was she not doing a show anymore? Oh, no, she's taking a break. Well, anything else you want to share with the listeners? Maybe something you want to talk about that I didn't ask you about, or anything that you want them to know about you, about what you're doing?
I just invite people to go to my website, and the Venus Transit opportunity is going to be coming. There's going to be a website that goes up in 2 weeks called the Venus Transit University, and you can find out about how to be on the free calls and get in the university and listen to all these people and get all of these amazing gifts, because I want you to just stand in your freedom, because I'm very clear that we're all amazing and all powerful.
Indeed, indeed. And please have Lisa send that information to us once it's live. And I want to take this opportunity for you to pass our love to Lisa. She's such an amazing woman. Thank you, thank you. Lisa, for the work you're doing. I know you're listening in the background. You're supposed to be working.
Yeah, and she is. She is a gift, tremendous gift.
Yeah, she is. Thank you, Cynthia James. I truly appreciate you, and I look forward to having another conversation with you.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
Blessings. Yes, yes, yes. You guys got to keep trying. It's pretty simple. You got to try again. Nobody's getting it right. My passion is, it's quite simple. She just did it on the show. Come on, folks. Come on. We're practically giving it away. It's a giveaway. CynthiaChames.net. Go check it out. We're getting ready to release the show. I'm going to play another song by Cynthia that I love. Standing in the Light. Standing in the Light. Wow, what a show, what a show, what a show. You know, I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for the people that I get to hang out with, have a conversation with, those of you in the chat room, those of you in phone lines, those of you listening to the archive, just people that I meet on Facebook. It occurred to me the other day, you know, as I digress. I feel like I have more people on the internet than I have in where I live now. It was kind of weird. It was like, wait, I used to know people in Atlanta, close that I talked to, but I found more people on the radio network, on Facebook. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's a new day. It's a new day. The art of prayer, practice, and play. Here's the first key. Just do it. Pray. Spiritual practice, just do it. Play. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. And Celeste said in Celestial Moment earlier, it's like you get to a point when you recognize you're one with God, that you're one with the One. And if that's too much for you to digest, that you can try on, there is no spot where God is not. So even if you're in fear, in doubt or frustration, God is there. That's why we say a prayer is for you, not for God. No matter how much you beat yourself up, no matter how much you judge yourself, love just waits and stands by you, ready to embrace you when you're ready. Love doesn't judge. It frees you from yourself. It frees you from your mess. And if you're being trapped by your mess, you know the remedy. But if you don't, if you're being trapped by your mess, embrace your mess. From a place of non-judgment. Look at it for what it is. Okay, my life is in a mess. This is a mess. What is it telling me? What do I need to see? What have I been avoiding? That's how you embrace your mess. When you embrace the mess, when you ask the question, what do I need to see? What are you here to teach me? You will get the message. When you get the message, it's like, oh, duh, of course. Oh, this is a pattern. Okay. Now, there might be some breakdown once you get the answer, because that's just what we do. Some of us, like, we're not always happy to get good news. We want to beat ourselves up. It's like, oh, my God, oh, yeah, I was abused. This happened to me. I've always been doing this. That's why my relationship didn't work out. That's why I got fired. We go through it. It doesn't matter. Get the lesson and keep it moving. As a matter of fact, when you embrace your mess, and you get the answer, you get the message, go out and play. Go play with the trees. Go walk in the grass. Go to the beach or something. Paint. Play with your children. Put on some songs, do some silly dance. You know, just set yourself free. And then when in that place, you realize, oh, wait, I can share this with my friends. Oh, I think I know my purpose is. I know why I'm here. Oh, wow. So this mess was actually a gift. Oh, I get it now. I know. I see the message. Now I'm the messenger of love. Love is the only thing that's real. Everything else that you're experiencing is just simply a reminder that you have taken your attention off what is important. It's a reminder that you are missing out.
So you just need to tune in. Tune in or miss out. It's time to release the show. I want to say TGIF, but I can't. TGIF, thank God I am free. Are you free? Say a prayer today. Say a prayer for somebody else. For those of you who are going through all kinds of transformation, we're holding you in the light because your prayer is my prayer. My prayer is yours. And you're standing in the light, and what you're going through and glowing through is for your own spiritual growth and transformation. Sometimes you need people to hold you and hold you up and remind you of the truth. But it's okay if you don't have that too. You go within. Go within and ask to be led. Give thanks for what you have. Even if it's just a tight pair of shoes, you need another one, but this one hurts your toes. Give thanks that you can feel the pain. It's time to release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. It's all about love. It's all about love. It's all about you. You are the love. You are the light. You are the answer. And because you are the love, just continue to be love. Be true to yourself and allow yourself to be loved. So be loved. Receive it. Oh, no, don't do that. Don't push it away. Have this. Let me give you, don't do that. Because when you reject something, a gift, you're blocking the flow, the currency of life. Embrace it all. As a matter of fact, step out in the world with all your stuff and say, here I am. I'm crazy. Here I am. I got issues, but I'm ready to live my best life. Why would you want to do that? Because I'm standing in the light. Yes, we are. We are the light. This is Cynthia James, and I'm out of here. I'll check their email, and I'll see who the winner is. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings. Cynthia James, standing in the light.
You sure can hide. The thing you fear will chase you down. You can't cheat or live those lies. Shadows must give way to the light. When your mind is full of unnecessary thoughts and the world is pulling you down, lift your head up high, get your chin up off the ground. Remember you're standing in the light.
And the rain is falling all around.
Rain is falling all around.
high, put your feet up off the ground. Remember, you're standing in the light. When your mind is full of unnecessary thoughts and the world is pulling you down, lift your head up high, get your chin up off the ground. Remember, you're standing. When your heart is full with the clutter of your life and the rain is falling all around, put your head up high, put your feet up off the ground. Remember, you're standing in the light. When your heart is full with the clutter of your life and the rain is falling, hold your head up high, put your feet up off the ground. Remember, you're standing in the light. Hold your head up high, put your feet up off the ground. Remember, you're standing in the
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations. Committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.